A piece of the rock gets a piece of the action.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. That government bailout fund, the TARP, it's being extended to some major life insurers. This has been under consideration for a while. Now the Treasury Department confirms it's putting aside $22 billion for companies including Hartford and Prudential. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us. Jeremy, why life insurers?
Well, the Treasury has clearly determined, as they have with other recipients of TARP funds, that life insurers are so tied into the rest of the economy that one of them failing would present a risk to the entire system. And one reason for that, Bill, is that life insurers own 18% of the nation's corporate bonds, which are a vital source of cash for companies large and small.
Why are the insurers in so much trouble?
Well, just like everybody else, they made bad investments. They also had products that they offered that insured against losses in the markets. So as their capital cushion, the amount of cash that they have, has deteriorated, there are worries about ratings downgrades, which could lead some people to pull their policies. Yada, yada, yada. The credit markets freeze up again.
So more bailing out. Is anybody objecting to this?
Well, not yet, though. There may be some people that are hearing this for the first time that are objecting to it. We'll check our mail later in the morning. But
right,
keep in mind, this is existing money in the TARP. Congress is not being asked for more cash. And all of the insurers that are getting funds are either already bank holding companies, which qualifies them to receive money from TARP, or they're becoming bank holding companies. So it does fit into the parameters of getting TARP funds.
Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Today in Hong Kong, delegates from 64 countries signed a new agreement regulating how old ships get recycled for scrap metal. Mostly those ships are disassembled on the beaches of India and Bangladesh. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
The agreement requires ship owners to give recyclers detailed logs of any hazardous materials their ships transported. It also calls on recyclers to provide their workers with adequate protective gear. But activists say that's not enough.
It's not going to stop one single toxic ship from being broken on the beaches of developing countries.
Jim Puckett heads the environmental advocacy group Basel Action Network. He says there's a reason the shipping industry supports the PAC's new guidelines.
They don't even prescribe how a ship should be broken. It's left to the states of India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh to decide to apply those guidelines or not. And currently they're not, and they have no incentive to do so.
Especially since business is booming. Shipping companies are scrapping a record number of older ships in response to the collapse in global trade. And because it's cheaper, most of those ships will end up on the beaches of South Asia. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
European markets are moderately lower this morning. Numbers out today showed the Eurozone economy shrunk by a massive 2.5% last quarter. Asian stocks rose again today, 1 to 2%. Yesterday, the Dow added 46 points. The government reported a few minutes ago consumer prices stayed unchanged last month, as expected. But for the year, the Consumer Price Index recorded its largest drop in a half century. And General Motors is expected to notify 1,100 dealers today. It will not renew their franchise agreements when they expire next fall.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Mexico's government says emigration dropped 25% in the year that ended last August, mostly due to a lack of jobs in the United States. Even with the drop, about 300,000 Mexicans a year still make that trip. This week, we're bringing you a series called Next American Dream. We're joined by former Mexican Foreign Secretary Jorge Castañeda. Mr. Castañeda, what does the American dream mean to Mexicans today?
I think the American dream was and is very much alive and well in Mexico and in Central America and in the Caribbean, in the sense that people believe that if they leave those countries and go to the United States, they can have a much better life for themselves and for their children and for their family than the one they enjoy in their own countries.
How has the global recession affected Mexicans' take on the American dream, do you think?
People are still leaving Mexico to go to the United States to find work, to find jobs, and they are not returning from the United States, those who are there, because they can't find any work. They're finding work that pays a little less well than it used to. They know that they can still make 8 to 10 times more in the United States than in Mexico or El Salvador or Honduras. And they know also that they are in a better situation in terms of finding a job in the United States than with the mass levels of unemployment that they are now experiencing in their own countries.
What would you say is the Mexican dream?
The real Mexican dream, not the false one, not the one that the intellectuals like myself make up, but the real one is that people leave for the United States, find a well-paying job, improve their income level slightly over time, eventually obtain papers, bring their family or create a family, build a family in the United States, and then later on in life, depending on their age and how they do, etc., maybe go home to Mexico to retire, but to retire at an early age, at 50-ish, something like that. I think that, to a large extent, is the Mexican dream, because the other one is that they could find the same sorts of jobs in Mexico that they find in the U.S., and that hasn't happened for the last 100-odd years and will not happen, at least for the next 15 or 20 years.
Jorge Castañeda is a former foreign minister of Mexico, now a professor at New York University. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you can learn more about the ideas in this series and give us your take on the next American dream by visiting us at marketplace.org. I'm Bill Radke in Los Angeles. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.